Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Very busy day today. It is the kickoff of a brand new week, 5 days of Wrestling Observer Live straight here on Sports Byline USA. Raw, of course, is tonight. Got a message today that Raw was going to be rough viewing the next 2 weeks. That doesn't sound good. I guess we'll find out. Raw last week I thought was a fun show. I thought it was a very good show. They had a hot crowd. They did a fun storyline involving Roman Reigns going for the number one contendership. It was a good show-long storyline. It was followed up with a pretty fun edition of SmackDown. It was the Halloween edition of SmackDown. And tonight, here we go again, the build for the Survivor Series. Of course, Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose is the main event of the Survivor Series show for the WWE title. And so we shall find out tonight where they're going in this story. We'll get some more matches made. We'll find out more about Alberto Del Rio. Should be noted that on SmackDown, it was no longer a mystery whether Alberto Del Rio was a babyface or a heel. They made it very, very clear. I'm sure they added some crowd sweetening as well. But yes, he is a bad guy. And we'll get more on that story tonight on Raw as well. No real update on the show other than what I've been talking about here. So if we hear anything more in the next hour, I'll let you know. We got a lot of different stories to talk about here today. Jimmy Snuka. We got some notes on TNA, the Impact Television show. And we will be taking your phone calls. 425-488-0525 is the studio number. That is 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. You can text us at 425-780-7566. All these numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Back in a minute with more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Lumber Liquidators wants to help you get a beautiful hardwood floor quickly, easily, and for less. Like customer favorite wide plank gunstock oak pre-finished hardwood. We've got it for just 99 cents. Or save on all easy to install top quality Kensington Manor laminate. This week gorgeous Bristol County Cherry is more than 20% off. And it's your last chance to save 20% on new wood look tile and 15% on complete Morningstar bamboo flooring packages. Plus more deals from 69 cents and get 12 months special financing. Hurry, get beautiful hardwood floors for less today. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Shazam now to taste for yourself why Twinings Master Blenders travel the world to bring you the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. Shazam now for your chance to win a tea gift set from Twinings of London. Shazam now and explore more than 50 expertly blended teas. You'll likely discover there's a perfect cup of tea for every moment of your day. Available at TwiningsUSA.com. That's TwiningsUSA.com.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great-tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available to store near you or TwiningsUSA.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to take football to a whole new level. Put the excitement back in the game and put your money where your mouth is. Real Vegas odds and incredible player props make MyBookie your best bet this season. Did the game already go off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live betting on all your favorite sporting events. Create your account today. Right now, the baseball playoffs are in full swing. Don't just watch the game, be a part of it. It's time to get off the sidelines and start winning today. We guarantee fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. MyBookie is the best website for all of your wagering needs. Call now at 844-900-BETS. Enter promo code USA. That's USA. And receive a 100% bonus. That's 844-900-2387. Or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We got this here from the LehighValleyLive.com website. The latest on the situation with Jimmy Superfly Snuka. At the request of prosecutors, a Lehigh County judge has issued a gag order in the murder case against former pro wrestler Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Judge Kelly Banach said, "I'm not going to permit this case to be tried in the press." News comes after Snuka's defense attorney said he may not be competent to stand trial on charges he killed Nancy Argentino in 1983. If he is competent, the attorney said, they want an out-of-county jury to hear the case. The order makes the hearings related to the case open to the public, but prevents prosecutors, defense attorney Snuka, and his family, and the victim's family, from commenting on the case. Snuka is charged with third-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter in the 32-year-old case. Chief Deputy District Attorney Charles Gallagher III requested the gag order Monday in light of what he called blasphemous statements by Snuka's defense attorney on the steps of the courthouse. The interesting note here is that I guess they did a test to determine whether he was competent to stand trial. And it says here, Banach asked if the gag order would benefit Kerwin. Anyway, it says, Banach asked Snook a list of questions normally asked to confirm a defendant is competent for a court hearing. Snooka said he did not know the date or the day of the week, and he did not know the name of the city where the courthouse is located. I've never really been to school, the 72-year-old said, adding he does not have a high school diploma or a GED. I guess his attorney said he has good days, he has bad days. Today is actually a good day. I don't know much about this. I hope that they have a better system for determining if a person is competent to stand trial other than, do you know what day it is and where you are?
I'll give him enough credit for that. I guess I'll give the judge credit as well for really kind of standing in line with the DA and the defense. None of them want the Argentinos to be talking to Dateline NBC, and I think the less, you know, outer media attention that this gets, and the concern that it turns into a circus, I think nipping that in the bud now is probably the best thing. And I'm sure they do have a better test on Snuka. I'm sure that they will, since they're bringing this case back after all these years, they will pull out the medical personnel from the state that are needed to check him out and decide on this stuff. I'm sure if I'm the defense, or I'm sure if I'm the prosecution, I have the autopsy evidence, the past history, what he wrote in his own book, as well as what has been out there from Mushnick and from the Lehigh Valley Press itself. All of that stuff, I'm sure, is in the prosecution's hands as well. And whether he is fit to stand trial or not doesn't necessarily mean that I don't think that he can be convicted and not necessarily have to go to jail or something like that. I'm sure out of this too. So, you know, I just have to see going forward. I'm certainly not a lawyer. So I just cannot see this ending. It's not going to end well for Snuka, I wouldn't believe. I really don't.
Irv Mushnick has more on this at concussioninc.net. And we have also got an article by Brian Rhodes that should be up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com soon. If you want a quick look at the story, find out what's going on, it will be up there in a moment. Besides Raw tonight, we've got the newest episode of Breaking Ground, which is going to debut on the WWE Network. Have you seen the first one yet, Mike?
Yeah, I made it through most of it, yes.
You made it through? It's only 30 minutes.
I know. It came on after Raw last week, and I guess it's going to debut after Raw every week, so I have to catch back up on finishing it off tonight. I did catch the beginning with the former NFL player with the concussions and whatnot and all that, so yeah.
Well, what'd you think?
I thought it was okay. I mean, it's WWE programming. I think, you know, it's hard to sit there. It's not something I'm really all that into, but it's something I think they need to do. And everything that's going to be on the WWE Network, it's going to be, you know, it's a WWE show. And I think they are right to make use of the network. And these types of shows, I think, are very interesting to people. It's not necessarily, you know, what I necessarily care about seeing. You know, but again, make use of the network. You're not going to put the old stuff on there. If you want to run this thing and have that live stream going, you need original content, and I think it's perfect. I'll have to see going forward, you know, what I think about most of it, and, you know, more of it as it goes along, and I do promise to see it. But, you know, Table for Three has been good, and some of this original stuff has been good. I don't know, the quest through NXT through WWE's eyes is, you know, I think I'm sure it's going to be quite dramatic sometimes, and much like Tough Enough, it's just not something I'm all that into, to be honest.
Walter here in California says, Seth was super hot in the Shield and was booked very well before he won the championship. Once he became the champion, they booked him into oblivion. Is it possible that being booked in this manner means that once Reigns becomes champion anyway, or any way he is booked, will be a step up from Rollins due to how he will probably be booked? I don't think they're looking at it from that perspective. I think I was reading Bob Backlund's book, as everybody's well aware. Backlund was on the show last week. If you're a subscriber and you haven't listened to that show, you need to make that a top priority, because the show is great, and Bob Backlund is awesome, and his book is great. If you read that book, and you read about, I mean, he was talking about a situation from the 70s, the mid-70s. I can't remember who was involved in the match, but it was some sort of situation where he was teaming up with somebody else, and they were setting him up for a championship match, if I recall correctly. And they were going to be facing the tag team champions. And his partner ended up getting laid out or something of that nature. The point of it is, Bob Backlund single-handedly beat both of the tag team champions to set up his title match. And I read that and I was just like, things just don't change. How many times on WWE have we seen a single star face the tag team champions in a handicap match and beat them to set up some sort of match? And you're always baffled, like, why are the tag team champions losing to one guy? Now, it was different when it happened with Backlund, because it was supposed to be a straight tag team match, and his partner just got laid out, and so he ended up winning the match for himself. It wasn't like it was a straight handicap match, which certainly is worse for your tag team champions. But I was just reading the book, and I was just amazed that the same thing happens today that happened 40 years ago. This is just the way that Vince McMahon has learned how to do pro wrestling. And one of the things that he's always done is the babyface Superman champion never loses. And if you happen to be a heel champion, unless you're Triple H and you married into the family, even Randy Orton was beaten like a drum during periods of his championship reign. This is just the way they book heel champions. Now, Seth is worse than the way they book most heel champions. But it's not like this is anything new. It's not like it's anything that anyone should read too much into. It's just what they do. If Roman Reigns wins the championship and he's a babyface and he's their top star, he'll never lose. 40 years of booking.
And it makes sense to do that, doesn't it? I mean, you know, it worked for Goldberg. It works for lots of guys. Hulk Hogan, if you're dominant and the people like you, it does make sense to do that. Now, building the stories to go around it so that mighty man shows vulnerability, he shows a threat. This is where managers, you know, can always be good, because they can take guys who may not be threats on their own and can't talk, and considering how many guys in the WWE can't talk because they're just robots and are pretty much the same across the board, why not have some flair to that? And they would build these guys up, and they would create situations. Granted, they had a longer period of time to do it, but they would use this creativity to go, okay, maybe this guy's got the shot to beat the champion. I mean, it's just simple promotion in some ways. Who's going to beat Ronda Rousey? Do we think Holly will? No, but you know what? We come up with reasons of why she might. Beche Correa. It's like a lot of people thought that she actually had a chance to beat Ronda Rousey, where if you really knew, you knew she didn't have a shot. Same thing when it comes to the simulated sport, too. Or when it comes to, if you just want to look at it from an entertainment point of view, the superhero. It's just trying to build the story around them and being vulnerable and them, you know, defending their championship. It's sometimes it's not that hard, and they make it harder than it is.
We're going to head to a break here in a bit, but I want to throw out the lines again. 425-488-0525 is the studio line. Toll free, 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. And the text message line, 425-780-7566. We're getting a lot of text messages. You are welcome to call as well. We'll get into more of those during the break, plus more news on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA radio network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I just realized during the break that my ears weren't being blown out by the Sports Byline feed, so I'm going to continue to monitor that over the next couple of days, and if it turns out it's fixed, we may open up the Sports Byline again. We'd have so many phone numbers, I wouldn't know what to do with them. Text message line, 425-780-7566. This person here says, there are no brain scans or physical tests for most psychiatric conditions. Doctors make educated guesses on diagnosis based on questions, and medication is trial and error. However, Alzheimer's and dementia can be diagnosed by a neurologist with scans and a brain biopsy. Well, as we noted, I'm sure they have better solutions than to just say, do you know what day it is? Because I'm pretty sure I could go in there and pretend I didn't know what day it was. We'll see how this goes with this whole Jimmy Snuka situation right here.
You already know how to beat lie detector tests.
I do know how to beat a lie detector test. We talked about this a while ago. Some tacks in the shoe. It legitimately works. In fact, that's why in a lot of places, the lie detector is not admissible as evidence, because it is so easy to fool the lie detector. Should add, by the way, my Twitter at Brian Alvarez. Semper Vivi is at Semper Vivi. And Sports Byline is at Sports Byline USA. So you can tweet us there as well or follow us and get all sorts of information. A note here, this was up on PW Insider today. It was said there has been communication with at least two different cable networks in regards to carrying Impact Wrestling once the Destination America run ends. Huh. I wonder who those could be. Here's the thing with this Destination America deal. TNA has had some problems with Spike TV. There was a little bit of lying going on. Mm-hmm. And then they went to Destination America, and there were some problems there. There was an email sent to the wrong person.
Oops.
Burying that person. And as Dave Meltzer has noted, he has talked to people who are in positions of power at other television networks. And the word from those people is, even if we wanted wrestling, after all that has gone down, there is no way that we would deal with these Impact Wrestling people. Now, obviously, that's just a few guys, maybe a couple of guys, maybe one guy, who knows. I'm sure there are networks out there that are interested. I don't know what it would mean. I don't know what it would mean for the future of the company. I don't know how much money would be offered. I mean, clearly, they're not getting a whole lot of money. They're not getting a whole lot of support from Destination America. Where could they go from here?
Well, where does CMT sit right now when it comes to wrestling and its former, they share ownership, I believe, with Spike TV, if I'm not mistaken. But I don't know where they would stand when it comes to each other and possibly bringing Impact back, maybe, possibly, maybe with new demands that we want Jeff Jarrett there or something like that, and everything forms back together. I guess, you know, since they would be most familiar being under that umbrella, I guess you could say them. I'm sure there's other networks out there too, maybe like even an FS2 that they could work out some sort of deal where they basically pay nothing and they just get something on there that will possibly rate, you know, give them some eyeballs and boost up their back end of their ratings, which they may figure that's to me why I would want wrestling if I was in cable at all. It doesn't give me advertisers. In fact, advertisers run from it, but it does give me a certain number of eyeballs where if I'm far enough down the food chain and I don't have to kick out that much money out of my own pocket for, you know, to try to be a burgeoning network, I would maybe roll the dice on it. I just don't know who that would be.
All I know is I was watching TV yesterday, and apparently this is a local station. I just Googled it as you were talking, so I guess this wouldn't count, but station called Joe TV.
Joe TV?
Yeah, I presume you'd know nothing about it since it looks like it's in Seattle. Essentially, it says here it's a My Network TV affiliated television station located in Seattle, owned by Tribune Broadcasting. Anyway, the point of this is, I don't know why my television was tuned to Joe TV, but there was a show on there. I don't know what it was. I only watched it for a second. It was like the worst television show I've ever seen. And, I mean, it's a local show. What do you expect? But when I flipped through the dials.
A local My Network affiliate at that.
Yeah, think about that. So as I flipped through the dials, there are a million stations. And I guess the question is, what are Impact Wrestling's goals? What do they need television for besides the obvious? What are they going to be doing with that television? What I mean to say is, if they just want television, to have television, and it's mostly a way to have an excuse to do television tapings, and really, whether they make any money in the U.S. or not is irrelevant because they're sending those tapes all over the world where they actually have some fairly lucrative international television deals. I mean, if they can find some nothing-happening national station, and maybe most people don't get it, some people do, but they're willing to offer a very little bit of money, or even a barter situation where they just say, here, give us the tapes, we'll air you for free, you can take half the ad time, whatever the deal might be. I mean, now that they have moved from Spike to Destination America, and obviously their budget was slashed, and they have found a way to cut costs to such a degree that, I don't know, maybe they're not losing tons of money with the Destination America deal. I mean, maybe there are stations that think, you know what, if they're willing to come on here for free and we split the ad time, we'll get some programming that does a decent number and they can get some exposure. I mean, maybe there are several stations that are interested in picking them up, but I am skeptical that there's anybody willing to pick them up for anything resembling any sort of money.
Maybe they can replace Paragon Pro on Pop TV.
Pop TV, for crying out loud, is doing pro wrestling.
Well, and I guess Paragon has still said that they're not paying to be on there, but how are they? It's hard for me to believe that they're not paying to be on there, considering Pop is just basically, I think it was the old TV Guide channel. It's a CBS, I think, held thing where they got to just be paying to have that thing on. There's a lot of commercials for Voodoo Donut, though.
I was told they were paying for the time, and then I was alerted that that was not true. So, but that was from the company, so you never know in a situation like this. They claim they're not paying, but I was told by other people that they were paying. It doesn't matter, I'm sure. There's not
like
a lot
donuts?
Of money changing hands one way or the other, I would suspect.
Do you like donuts?
Well, I like donuts at my local Top Food. I don't
like... They have, like, a Voodoo Donut is, like, their big sponsor on the show. And I remember there was a beer company called Rogue that actually did a collaboration with Voodoo Donut. And they had let me try to remember what this was now. It was a maple bacon... Oh, I cannot remember what kind of beer it was, but it was like a maple bacon donut beer that they came out with. And it was awful.
I don't like any. I've never heard of that donut place. I don't like this goofy. What's the famous one? Krispy Kreme?
Yes.
They suck.
Oh.
They suck, Mike.
You didn't get the one with the cheer wine filling inside of it?
They suck. Now, if you come to Seattle, there are all sorts of small local donut shops that don't suck. In fact, there's a donut shop near my house, and I believe it is solely run by one old Asian lady. I've never seen anybody else there. And she is so rude. If your donut is 50 cents and you give her a dollar, she won't even give you change. It's not even an option. She just takes your dollar and gives you the donut.
You tip now.
She's very rude, but you know what? This place is always packed because that's how good the donuts are. It's almost part of the charm that you go in, you're essentially robbed because you give her more money and get no change back, but the donut's so good that you're like, I would have paid double for that. Those are real donuts, not these Krispy Kreme mass-produced garbage.
Warm donuts, I would assume, too, just fresh out of the oven.
Oh, yeah. And often, the donut you want isn't even there because they sold too many donuts, and now there's no donuts left, and you want to buy one, and she'll just give you a different one.
See, that's the problem, though, being out there. We got all the Krispy Kremes down here in the South Atlantic and the Carolinas and Virginia and such, so you'd have to get one fresh from them, and you might change your tune. The only thing I know is I will take Tim Hortons over Dunkin' Donuts any day, and I have no Tim Hortons near me.
This person says, have you heard the rumors of Jerry Jarrett getting involved in GFW? I saw it on Twitter, they said. Well, I don't know if Twitter is always the best source for information. Sometimes you can get some news fairly quickly, like with Jerry Lawler's accident, there was some stuff up there on Twitter before it was anywhere else. But what I can tell you about Jerry Jarrett is he did Facebook something a couple of days ago. He said, don't you just love it when a plan comes together? I once stated that I would get back in the wrestling business when hell froze over. I am feeling a chill in the air. It is a bit early to announce the plan, but the contracts are with the attorneys. If you wished for wrestling like it was, you will have a chance to tune in. That's all he wrote. This could potentially be a very big story. Jerry Jarrett was one of the great promoters of all time. He also, unfortunately, had a very, very bad business plan for TNA when it first started. But I don't know if that has anything to do with Global Force. Him and Jarrett are back talking again. His son, they were estranged for years. It could be Global Force. Could be anything. But that's literally all I know about the story. And I suspect that Jerry is not going to be talking a whole lot more about it until there is more information on the story. So, I guess we shall see. We're going to head to a break. Back in a moment. A lot of text messages here. Phone lines are open. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak laminate flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So, let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives, with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate for $2.29, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
Let's do some simple math. Say you get the Discover It card and you earn $96 in cash back. Now multiply it by two. What do you have? Well, $192 in cash back. That's right. Now when you get the Discover It card, we'll automatically double all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. And there are no limits on what you can earn. It might just make your love for Discover double. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now at discover.com/double. Exclusive offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Got so many updates here. It's like I'm doing a local radio show.
On Joe Radio.
Joe TV. I just figured this out. For those of you that are living in the Seattle area, Joe TV is the former KTZZ Channel 22. Which, when I was growing up, was my favorite channel. They had cartoons and all sorts of wacky shows on there. And I remember we had, like, very, very few stations back then. This was, like, the mid-80s. You had, like, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11, and 13. And then we had Channel 22, KTZZ. Ooh. That's Joe TV. Fortunately, now it appears to suck. Although I didn't watch a lot of it. I only watched one show, and it was unbelievably terrible. But that's that. And then we had a comment about donuts here. Mm. If you're in Seattle, this person says, Top Pot is the best donuts in Seattle. Are they laced with something? Is that why it's called Top Pot?
I was going to say, sounds like a place I'd go to.
And then
it is Washington State now.
Yeah. And also Ed notes that apparently this Breaking Ground, the pilot or the preview show was only 30 minutes, but apparently the show will be 60 minutes every week. Which actually, when I watch the show, how are you going to get 60 minutes out of that? It's almost like Table for Three. I watched a Table for Three with Bo Dallas and Samoa Joe and Neville, which actually I thought was a pretty fun show. Vinny hated it, but it did seem long at 23 minutes. Like, there's only so much you can talk to Bo Dallas about, especially when he doesn't want to talk about anything. So 23 minutes was kind of stretching it. I think that in a lot of instances, a half hour is about the perfect length for a wrestling show. An hour is good if you've got a lot of talent, but what Lucha Underground was what was that? Was it? It was an hour, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. I just remember I watched it with no commissions, so it seemed much shorter than that. Probably about 42 minutes.
Was it 42 minutes? Yeah. So
yeah, an hour is the perfect length, everybody. And if there are no commercials, then you can go a half hour, like for Breaking Ground. But we shall see if they can pull an hour out of that.
Well, you know, and man, it's so easy too. And again, I can't believe it would cost that much money to have to bring back the round tables. Obviously, Jim Ross is probably persona non grata, but you have enough guys there. You can do it the same way you did with Dusty and stuff like that, where you just, it doesn't have to be planned. You don't have to spend a lot of money on it. I think if you just sit four older guys around a table and you do kind of what those round tables were, and then just get a guy to edit it down and wrap up some video around it. How much could that really cost? And I think that's just something, too, that's, again, it's easy. You know, those rivalries have been pretty good for what they are. You know, just why not just have four old guys around talking, you know, as part of the mix of these shows that you're doing? Again, the more original content you have, if you're going to be utilizing this live stream, the better.
This person wants us to review Chikara shows on Brian and Vinny. Vinny deserves to watch something fun once in a while. I'll see what I can do. Unfortunately, as I've noted a million times, I don't have a DVD player. If they get an online service, that would certainly make life a lot easier as far as watching Chikara. Vinny is also scarred from an incident about a decade ago where we were watching a Chikara show and there was a gauntlet match and neither of us knew going in what was going to happen. We were unaware that this was a gauntlet match that was going to go the length it was. I think we were expecting it would be over in about 20 minutes. And I think it went like an hour and 20 minutes, and Vinny was ready to kill himself. It was a bad scene. I think he's been scarred for life. But I will see what I can do, and we will also work to maybe get some more Chikara folks.
You know what'll make him feel better? And I want to send this call out to Chikara. I bet you, I don't know Vinny's size of T-shirt. I will let you make that joke. But one, Devastation Incorporated shirt and Devastation Incorporation shirt. And I think Vinny could come around because I think that is a stable and those are gentlemen that he could get behind.
I'm sure he would love Chikara. I would just have to very carefully alert him in advance what he's about to see and give him a time limit to watch it.
So you would dress up as Juan Francisco Corrado and then show up and...
Are you aware, Mike, that Max Smashmaster... Mm-hmm. Ever since he appeared on our show, has done more and more promos in Chikara. He never did promos before our show, and now he does a lot of them.
He should be.
We've changed the course of the wrestling world. Proud of that.
Still got to figure out why Kevin Condren is now Snowflake. I'm still not sure why that is, other than Chikara. But
this fella here says, do you feel there's any connotation between the low ratings and the fact there has not been a long-term babyface champion not named John Cena within the past 5 years? The low ratings are because ratings are taking a hit across all of television, number one. Number two, they're going up against football. And number three, the show is 3 hours long. That's it. I mean, yeah, you can point to booking and you can point to storylines, but a lot of the problems with storylines and booking, I don't care who you are. You could be Paul Heyman. You could be Sam Mushnick. You could be the greatest wrestling mind in the world. And when you have to book 5 hours of First Run TV every single week, it's not going to be good. I think it's literally impossible.
I don't know if it's impossible if you utilize all of the, if you have 22 writers, you better utilize them a lot better than that. I mean, my God, there are shows that, you know, the soap operas, I don't know. To me, it can be, it's still not the, the most opportune situation. It absolutely is not. But I think they could focus a lot better, and it could be much, much better than what it is. And I think our expectations as fans over all these years, they're low enough to a point where we know every single second of that show is not going to be great. But the big stuff has got to hit, because when the big stuff hits, you accept all of the stuff that may be average or below average. And the stuff that's, you know, the crappy stuff is going to be crappy, but it doesn't hurt your feelings as much when you got all this other good stuff. And I, to me, they can utilize it better. You also stop saying Sam Mushnick. He had bookers for him. You got to say, I don't know, Eddie Graham or Bill Watts.
Larry
or
Madison.
Like that. Madison did. Pat O'Connor, I think, did. Was his booker for a long time.
Yeah, but Sam Mushnick had a lot to do with all of this. As noted in Backlund's book.
The king of the NWA.
By
sportsman.
The way, I was led to here on the SMS machine, text messaging, that you can sign up right now to Chikaratopia. It's at chikarapro.com. A Chikaratopia subscription is $7.99 a month. There are over 230 events already available online, 580 hours of video on demand. It says new subscribers take advantage of our 7-day free trial, a full week of complete access to all of our subscription content for free. You can check it out at chikarapro.com.
They got and a Roku channel.
There's a Roku channel as well, which does me no good since I don't have a Roku, but it doesn't matter. I've got Apple, and I can AirPlay it to the screen. So, to that person who said that in, deal! I'll sign up for this after the show is over today, and we'll see what we can do. Although, the only day I can think we could possibly do it is Sunday, because we've got Retro Tuesdays, Contemporary Thursdays, and we could add something maybe to the Sunday show. And Laura here says, we need a fundraiser to buy Brian a DVD player. No, I don't want a DVD player. It's 2015. I want everything available online via subscription. Which now we found out I can get with Chikara, so there you go. I will pay the price of the show for you to review Shimmer or Shine, says Ed. Ed is... You don't think Ed's going to pay me for that?
No, of course not.
Let's see. Todd here says, well, not all TV. Meltzer said, Lucha, UFC, etc. was up. I'm not talking every single solitary television show in the world. Obviously, some shows are up. Football, I'm sure, is up. But in general, as a whole, television ratings are down for a lot of different reasons. Phone numbers, everybody, if you want to give us a call here today, 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. And obviously, the text message line, which is on fire today, 425-780-7566. Give us a call, text message, or whatever. Your main man, Kota Ibushi, Mike, is down.
Yeah, he is, and I'm not exactly sure what's wrong with him.
A cervical disc herniation.
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, I heard about it, and I knew he was banged up, and it was bad. I didn't know exactly what it was. Oh, that sucks, especially with his style. Now, I don't know how long he's going to be out for. I guess it's indefinite, so I'm not sure if he's going to need... I don't know how this works with surgery or whatever it is that...
Well, I'll read you this from the site. It says he is out of action due to a herniated disc. They made an announcement today, both New Japan and DDT. New Japan made an announcement that he would be out of Saturday's show. DDT announced he would be out of action, quote, a long time. So that's really all we know. This could be bad. Indefinitely, he will be out.
Yeah, and I guess I don't know with herniated discs. I don't have any, so I don't know if I know you can. Again,
you don't have any discs.
Well, I don't know how it works as far as needing surgery, or if this is something that with rest and with rehab and with, you know, steroid injections or whatever it is that this could be helped somehow, some way. I have no idea on how any of that works. You know, or if this is something that's going to have to require surgery, either way, it's, you know, if he's going to be out for an indefinite period of time, it stinks because he is so talented and he is so fun to watch. And he has come along so great in the last couple of years. I mean, he was always a great flyer, but his psychology oftentimes, I'm sorry, it stunk, and his selling stunk. You know, if you were working on his knee, all of a sudden he'd pop up, do 74 moves, and they would be spectacular, but it's like, bro, what about your knee?
This sounds like Dean Ambrose.
See, he's gotten so much better. I mean, it's always an issue with flyers. You know, it's been with Pac, you know, Neville way back. And I mean, you know, they do such fantastic things, but the psychology, you know, at least for me, isn't there. And I think for a lot of people isn't there, but he has come along so well where, you know, it's hard to crack the surface in New Japan. And he was a guy that New Japan really wanted. And they had this deal with DDT where they were sharing him, you know, and which was a first ever type of deal. And, you know, he's in the top mix. If you see him against Nakamura or Tanahashi, it feels just as natural as if he were wrestling a junior heavyweight match against Kenny Omega or Taguchi. So it's just, he's a very special guy, and he's very charismatic, and people love him, and he has great matches, and it's just disappointing that he's going to be out for what looks to be a long time, especially with, you know, a nasty injury with a, you know, a herniated disc for a guy who flies around. You know, for anybody isn't good, but for his style, it's even worse.
Did you watch the Super Junior tag matches yet?
I did.
What did you think? What's with this spot calling that I'm hearing in the main event?
That really bothered you, didn't it?
I was in my living room doing moves.
Well, it's better than the line of obscenities, I guess, from the Young Bucks. I don't know. I thought they were supposed to cool it on a lot of that stuff, but
clearly you didn't watch Table for Three with Joe. He said you could say anything you wanted in Japan.
That's true, but I think they were actually, there was at one point, I think they were told to take the foot off the brake there because it was getting a little much with the Bullet Club, I think. But that's also been a while now. I was a little disappointed in Seidel and Ricochet against the Bucks.
What?
I thought, obviously, I think a lot of the moves were amazing, and I thought the end was really awesome. But it was, man, it was a lot of moves. It was a lot of moves. And I just, it was a good match. I'm not saying anything bad about it or anything like that. But, you know, I guess I had my expectations a lot higher that it was going to be more. And I probably shouldn't have because it was a semifinal match, you know, to get from point A to point B. But I actually liked the Roppongi Vice Fish and O'Reilly match actually a lot more.
And to a break, everybody. We'll be back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Monday Night Raw is tonight, everybody. We'll see what happens. Last week was a lot of fun. Can that continue into week two? Over under? I've been told I don't know what that means, but I'd say the odds are this show is not as fun as last week's show. But I hold out hope because I'm a man filled with hope. Roman Reigns heading towards the Survivor Series match with Seth Rollins. Roman Reigns is obviously going to be all over the show tonight, probably Dean Ambrose as well, since we've got all sorts of guys gone. Sting is gone. John Cena is gone. Randy Orton is gone.
Well, saying all that, how about this? What's the over-under? More or less viewers than last week?
Under. Actually, what's the football game tonight? That's really the bigger issue.
Let me quickly check. It is
something about the Panthers, according to
It's undefeated Carolina against Indianapolis.
So what does that mean? Those words mean nothing to me. I need context.
That's true. It should probably be a pretty good game.
All right. So I say they do less than they did last week.
Carolina being very flashy. Yeah, less viewers for Raw. Sorry, Raw.
Carolina Panthers. Is that one guy from WCW playing tonight?
No, but Cam Newton was, never mind.
What the heck was his name? It was Kevin Green. Is Kevin Green playing tonight?
No, Kevin Green is not there.
If he's
running around like a maniac on the sidelines, that's entirely possible.
How disappointing.
He's a coach somewhere, actually.
Kevin Green is?
Yeah, I believe so.
Wow.
Wouldn't you want him to pump up your team?
I guess. But yeah. Coach it? I'm not sure. All right, everybody, we are completely out of time. We'll be back later on tonight. Two more shows for subscribers. Filthy Tom Lawler is going to be on today with a Halloween shapeshifter story that really occurred to him, I believe. That's coming up tonight. Plus, Wrestling Observer Radio, myself and Dave Meltzer reviewing Raw and all of the news. Thousands of shows for subscribers online. Check it out, WrestlingObserver.com. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Thanks, Mike, everybody at Byline, all of you, the listeners. Talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.